Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 6:37. This part of the show is brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. In case you're just joining us, Vinny is not with us today. Everybody's fine, but they did have to go to the hospital last night. The baby's fine. They're just utmost caution, an overabundance of caution. Mm-hmm. You know, she's 2 months away from delivering his second baby. So they're... you know, Vinny's out today. Sometimes you just got to do what you got to do. Right. We're all well aware. Head into Firestone Complete Auto Care to get $60 off per axle on a standard brake service. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. Coupon required. Restrictions and exclusions apply. Details at driveafirestone.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
All right, everyone.
All right.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. I'm going to do the best I can, even though Vinny's not here. Probably be a little better. All right, let's start with the World Cup.
Ole, ole.
Ole, ole.
So right now, Portugal is playing Morocco. I'm not allowed to say the score, so I won't. But later today at 11 a.m., I am going to be glued to a television.
Iran. Iran.
Because Iran is playing Spain. Spain is favored to win the whole World Cup this year, everybody.
So we're excited to see Iran stomp them.
Oh,
how come
man.
They don't call themselves Persia? Persia.
So the name changed right around, you know, like World War II. It used to be Persia, but then when the British redrew the lines in the Middle East, it was no longer all that land. It became a lot smaller.
Oh.
So I know we talk about this every year. For some reason, you can't remember, but it's all right.
I like to have a refresher.
Do you?
Yeah.
So the people, the majority of the people are Persian in Iran. So.
What about in like Afghanistan or in Iraq or Pakistan? Like are there Persians there too? And because they redrew it, like Iran is just like a smaller state and then there's Persians outside of it?
So Iraq didn't exist until like 1935 or something.
Right.
That's a completely new country. So yeah, so Persia was basically Iraq
as well.
That whole
area.
Yeah, the whole area.
All right.
So talking about the World Cup, believe it or not, there's a Russian psychic cat. Predicts. Thank you.
Oh. Hey, Garage Cat, he's one of us.
Oh, no, no. Are you back, Stinky?
I like hanging out with you.
Got into a lot of trouble last time you made an appearance.
Just shut up about the one thing. So, you know, now we've got Psychic Cat.
You sound
Psychic
good.
Cat,
sound
Garage
really
Cat,
good
and Stinky.
Sound like you're with it. Maybe you're on.
I'm a little more with it today.
Well, there's a new cat. His name is Achilles.
Oh,
and Achilles, believe it or not, has a day job. Achilles catches mice at the Petersburg Museum.
Oh.
But when he's not doing that, he gets to predict who's going to win.
And has he done well so far this World Cup?
Well, he did. He predicted Russia would win. Against the very worst team, Saudi Arabia.
Okay,
that's a good one.
And I think they won 5-0. So I guess
5-0. That's huge.
It is, but when you
it's like the highest scoring soccer game of
exactly.
all time.
Exactly. I can't believe they go through all that time and energy back and forth for 1-0
or 0-0. Sometimes it ends with 0-0.
Does it really?
Sometimes.
So Achilles is hoping to carve out a niche. To pass up Paul the Octopus. Remember Paul the Octopus in 2010?
No.
All right.
You're saying he was a predictor?
Yeah, there was this psychic octopus before the psychic cat.
That sounds familiar, yeah.
Anyway, Achilles is really special because Achilles is also deaf.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a deaf cat. And do you have a picture that you want to show Sarah of this cat?
I would love to see this Achilles the deaf cat.
Yeah.
I would like to see him too. What about you, Garage Cat?
Oh my God, what are they doing to that cat?
They're putting a Russian jersey on it.
Oh.
Jersey.
Oh, I see.
Because he. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a. Oh, so he eats from the bowl that he believes.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So
is
they'll
going
put
to
up
win
two bowls
and
yeah,
two flags. There's a flag on one side and he goes to the side.
I mean, I think it's a little rigged because you can, you know, the cat can smell which food is going to be more appealing.
So
sure,
you're saying
yeah,
that they're
that's
putting
true, yeah,
smellier food in one.
Right.
But it's kind of a funny theory.
He's a white cat, and he's they dress him funny.
Yeah, and he's deaf. And
cats hate clothing too. Like some
oh,
dogs
do?
Can put up with it, but man, cats hate when you put like they don't want to be messed with. Mm-hmm. Cats are just like leave me alone.
Yeah, they are. Mm.
So that's the World Cup news.
All right,
Giselle,
that's
what do you
great
got?
News.
I want to stick on the animal thing and talk about therapy dogs that bring happiness to hospitals, helping patients recover faster. I know.
Oh, I love you too.
I love you so much. They're saying that helping patients recover faster doesn't always require a medical degree. Sometimes you just need a furry face. And for the last 10 years, therapy dogs have been making rounds at hospitals where traditional medicine basically leaves off. And doctors and nurses are noticing that patients are loving the service dogs that come in.
Does someone just walk them in and they just get to pet it as it walks by, or do they leave them in the room with them to love on them? And
I am not sure about that. I've been kind of looking into service dogs, and Ella's so great with people and other animals that I know she could bring light into, you know, someone's
she's a good
damn
dog
world. She is
like,
a
she
great
just wants
dog
to play. And
but their doctors bites and nurses are noticing that patients are healing faster with these service dogs. So I was looking up sort of a step-by-step guide to becoming a service dog. There's several websites out there, but this is particularly from Rover.com. And they're saying assessing the age and health of the service dog.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want
the 100-year-old service dog.
Exactly.
In dog years.
Test your dog's personality. Find a reputable service dog trainer. Time to train your time, the actual time, because
right,
it takes time to train a dog. They say to do a public access test. Basically, get your dog out there.
Right.
And make sure that it can handle the sounds, the noises, and people around them.
Some dogs
around
are, yeah, are just not, they're fine at your house, and they're mm-hmm a sweet, loving dog, and you get them out in the world, and they're just like, oh, my God.
They don't know what's going on. They're scared.
Right.
And that could be cars,
anything,
children
right
playing around.
Children are the scariest thing to animals. Like most, like my cat's actually pretty friendly, and any adult, like he'll be like, "Oh yes, you may lift me." But a kid, it's almost like they know. They somehow know that a kid is. They just don't know how to hold them
mm-hmm
right, or they hold
they're
them.
They're so rough,
right? They pull on the tail or whatever, and they don't mean anything. Like most kids are just like, "I want to have my hands on this animal,"
right?
My cat's just like, oh, my God. That person is under 4 feet tall. I got to get out of
yeah
here.
Zoom out
yeah
the other way. So if anyone has a service dog or knows anything about that, text us or
yeah,
email
us. Yeah, let
us
know what the process was.
I would be very interested to learn about that.
This is totally different from the support animal thing that we're all like people trying to get their support peacocks onto planes, and it's just really their way of taking their animal with them
right
on a plane.
And you could do that. I mean, go online and pay $75
for
that
service snake.
Doesn't mean it's a therapy dog.
Right. Well, maybe it is for you.
Yeah.
Maybe. Or you just want to fly free with your pet.
Well, doctors will tell you, you should leave your pet at home.
Yeah.
Your pet doesn't want to be in an airplane. Your pet
right
doesn't want to be around there. Let's talk about tipping for a second.
Okay.
The headline is, could millennials kill tipping? 2/3 always tip less than 20%.
Oh.
You got a rule on tipping?
Well, I do have some rules on tipping. I was a waitress for a long time, but also because I'm a semi-known person, if I go anywhere in this area, I feel like I don't want anyone to say Sarah Clark is a cheapskate. So I am
I am so with you
yeah
there.
Yeah, I am a total over-tipper
uh-huh
when we're here. But
yeah
elsewhere, like when I go home to Maine, no one's going to know or give a rat's ass who I am. So I'm a 20%er. I feel like it's easy to calculate,
mm-hmm,
and I feel like 20% is that. I would have been psyched if everybody had tipped me 20% when I was a waitress.
Sure. It took everything I had the other day. John and I were out, and he picked up the bill. And it took everything I had to not look at the bill to make sure that he tipped the guy enough.
Right.
Like, I always want to look at it and just leave a couple
extra
dollars.
Is he not a good tipper?
He's a fair tipper. I don't think he's ever worked in an industry where...
You are living off your
tips. Exactly. So I don't think he quite gets it, but I am like, here's a lot more than probably you deserve.
You know, the thing is, and they're saying millennials are killing... And I actually heard part of this report.
Uh-huh.
And I just think that... The thing about tipping positions is that you make so much less money. Like, the minimum wage for a tipping position is, I don't know what it is now, but it was $2.01 when I was a waitress.
The
many
minimum wage.
Years ago. That's so I made for every hour I worked at this restaurant, I got $2 from the restaurant. And then, so I, you know, I'm not paying my rent.
And taxes taken out of that.
Right, and taxes taken out of that. And then, you know, so obviously I wasn't paying my rent with that. I was paying with the tips. And I just think that people... No matter, you know, millennials are, and actually, you're a decent tipper, aren't you, Bryn? You're a millennial, aren't you?
Yeah, I try to do 20%.
Yeah.
It depends on what
but
I'm
you
doing.
Have worked in the restaurant business.
I wonder if
it's kids who have worked as a waiter, waitress, or in a tip position as a barista or whatever.
Yeah.
If they are more cognizant of it and that there's other people who are just like,
oblivious.
I'm paying the price.
So the study is saying they found 2/3 of millennials tip less than 20% at restaurants. Half of people over 38 tip at least 20%. And 10% of millennials take it even further and tip zero.
Zero.
There's
nothing like getting stiffed.
They
when
have
you're a
this
waitress.
Theory, and this is a quote: millennials use a lot of services they don't have options of tipping, like shopping online. They're saying Uber doesn't have a tipping option, at least until recently.
Yeah, it does now.
Yeah, and it's just has shifted everything with these millennials. What else? There's another quote. When you don't make a lot of money, your financial margin of error is very small, or even if you wanted to, you might not be able to financially tip.
Well, then you can't afford to eat out is what I would say to you. If you can't afford to tip, you can't afford to eat out, period. Like, that is what's expected. It's not like, you know, that's the problem with tipping is people feel like it's optional, you know. And frankly, it is if you get crappy service. If someone really leaves you hanging, your food is cold, there's something wrong, you don't feel like you've got good service because you do go to a restaurant to be waited on.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to have to do the dishes. You're not going to have to prepare the food. You eat, you know, you're trying to have a nice night out. So if you get crappy service, I can see that. But you should actually write on the bill, you know, here were the problems and here's why I'm leaving you this or nothing or whatever it is. But if you are going into that restaurant saying, oh, yeah, no, I'm gonna eat here, but I can't afford to tip, then you can't afford to eat out. So what you need to do is go get some ramen. Which is delicious.
Get your 35-cent pack of ramen.
Get you know, a big bag of rice and live on that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. You know, maybe that sounds harsh, but as someone who waited tables and actually had a large party say, just so you know, we can't afford to tip you. And I stood there at the front of the table looking at these 8 people, and I just was like, well, I felt like saying, I can't afford to wait on you.
Yeah.
You know?
That is just wrong. Hooman, you got one last story for us?
So, if we were to say to our interns, who's Tom Selleck, I'm sure they have no idea.
Annalise, do you know who Tom Selleck is?
Where's Annalise?
Just yes or no. Yes, hand up, yes. Yeah, she knows who he is.
Oh, she does. Okay.
Yeah. Excellent.
You know what, her mom's cool, so she, her mom's probably like, you need to know about Tom Selleck.
The poster on my wall.
So it's been a lot of years since Tom Selleck was the number one male sex symbol.
Was he the number one sex symbol?
I would say so. At
one point, sure.
When he was,
but he's
Magnum.
So doggone good looking now.
So what?
Even better looking now than he was.
No, and he isn't.
On that, yeah, he is. On that Blue Blood show that he's on right now, Newman. He's like,
you're swooning.
Shoot. Is he like captain of the police? He's like the big guy, whatever. And commissioner, maybe police commissioner. He's in that suit and,
you want to hit that?
The mustache
and
everything?
Over and over. He could destroy me.
All right.
Does he still have the mustache?
Yes.
So this question, this story comes up. It says, what did Tom bring to the table? And The story goes on to say it wasn't the mustache, it was chest hair.
Oh, that's true. He was a hairy dude. You mm-hmm. really don't see that much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't like Chewbacca, but he did have full chest hair.
Yes. So
and he would wear his Hawaiian shirts uh-huh. buttoned low.
And the hair would be coming out
of
it.
Oh, yeah.
Look at how happy you guys are talking about him.
I know, I'm all smiley. What else about Tom?
So there's a new survey that says, is chest hair in 2018 hot or not?
I think it really depends on the dude and the amount of hair.
And how about the age of the chick they're asking?
Probably, yeah. Because everybody gets it stripped off now or clips it way down.
Well, I want it clipped. Like, my husband clips his hair.
Oh.
I like the chest hair.
Do you want Tom Selleck-style hair today?
I don't think so.
How about you?
No.
If I could braid it, then no.
So you guys are saying no, right?
Well, it's super, you know, his was like, when you see, it's surprising when you see pictures of him now because I totally accepted it at the time. My dad had a full chest of hair. Like, mm-hmm. That was how men looked. But these days, we're just used to it. Everybody clips it all down. Like, even leg hair. Like, I don't want to see furry leg hair. Clip that down. Clip it.
So the survey goes on to say 28% of women say they like chest hair versus 35% who say they don't.
Just so, they don't want any chest hair.
They don't want it. They want it to be clipped way down.
You clip yours, right?
I do, yeah.
You clip it or do you strip it? I thought you actually got it waxed.
Oh. He goes to the guy.
Yeah. So how come you don't just have a clipper at your house?
Because I like to have the guy do it for me.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Do you clip your man area?
No, I do myself, yeah, but yeah, I don't have him do
it. You
that.
Clip
yeah,
that
yeah,
yourself.
Yeah. I do.
Yeah, that should be clipped too. It's just nicer and neater.
Absolutely.
Everything
yeah.
looks cleaner and
really?
Bigger.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, clip it.
You want action, right?
Oh, is that what it takes?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you've gotten that far with somebody, are you really going to be like, you know, I can't because it's not clipped.
I have a buddy who was hooking up with this chick one time, and they were about to do it, and she took a look at it, and she said, I'm going to have to clean this up before we go any further.
Oh.
And she pulled, like, this was like their
she
first time.
She brought out her own clippers.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And she cleaned it up, and then they did it.
Mm.
I was like, wow, that's...
I don't know if I go that far.
You think
I wouldn't
you just
go
in the moment and talk about it after, but...
Well, she was making her needs, well, good for her.
You think so?
Sure. I mean, if that's what she needs.
I have to clean that up.
Yeah, let's clean that up. The thing is, it can be super matted and thatchy looking. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Should I say that?
Mm-hmm. What did it say?
Can I walk you out?
That's from The Bachelor.
Text here. Where's Vinny?
Oh, Vinny is... I'm probably still at the hospital. Everybody is fine.
Everybody is?
In an overabundance of caution, they went to the hospital last night. They spent the whole night there. Christina was, I guess she was throwing up and having some bad reactions to, you know, the car accident that she was in the other day, which they were all fine after that, too. Like, everybody's fine. I want
to emphasize
that. But they did spend the night at the hospital. Oh, is that it?
Running a little late. So what do you got coming up, though?
Well, I'm going to start with the Billboard Hot 100. Those are the biggest songs in the country at this moment. We'll see where we go from there.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Because I know that it's delicate. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 7:05. Vinny's out today. Everything is fine. Everyone is fine, but they did have to go to the hospital last night. And if we get an update on that, we'll let you know. But everyone's fine, just to reiterate. Right now, we'll take call number 9-800-400-3697. You will instantly win a pair of lower reserve tickets to see 30 Seconds to Mars and Walk the Moon at Shoreline on July 16th. The tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com. Jane will have another pair at 4:05, so another chance to win. But be caller number 9 right now, and you're all set. 800-400-3697. That's also our text number. 510 loves my weather reports. It's great. I'm the weather chick now.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Yuzi. Yuzi hands them to me, and I read them.
I know. I'm like, okay, the radio says one thing. The news on TV says another thing. Let's go in between.
Yeah. Let's just figure out what the highs and lows are going to be.
The microclimate world here in the Bay Area.
You know, I was listening to KCBS on the way in, and they were saying that It's supposed to hit 100 degrees in the Inland Valleys on Sunday.
Oh, yes, I did hear.
Like, it's getting hotter and hotter and hotter. Mm-hmm. Like, we might cool down Monday, but it's supposed to be blistering this weekend.
Well, it scares me because of fire season and fire danger. So
already
be careful out there.
Yeah, oh, my God. Don't be
especially
pitching any cigarettes out the window.
That like, or you're barbecuing. Right.
Yes. Be careful. Oh, my God.
We just talked about tipping, and there are at least 100 texts about tipping.
Pickouts. I have one right here. I want to.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. So the tipping thing was that millennials are killing tipping.
Yes.
Although, actually, millennials seem to be making tipping more mandatory because listen to this, 925. And this is true, actually. I've noticed this in a few places. 925 says, tuned in at the tipping. I feel like society's trying to make tipping overexposed. I hate picking up a $3 coffee, and they make me pick if I want to tip $1, $2, or $3. You have to select right in front of them, and that's over 20% of the total. It makes me so upset. They have it for self-serve places like frozen yogurt, too, and it makes it feel like it defeats the purpose to me.
Oh.
Like, I've just self-served myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna tip myself.
People are asking, do you tip on takeout?
Yeah, I tip on takeout.
I do as well.
Yeah. Somebody put that order together for me.
Yeah. And someone's dropping it off.
Oh, if someone...
If
it's delivery...
Yeah, they come to your door, that's delivery, right. But
and
takeout.
I tip more. I like... Because I feel like I see the same people mm-hmm. all the time at my house. Like, I always order from this one pizza place or this one, like, Puerto Rican food place. So I know those guys, and I want them to want to come to my house because, mm-hmm. you know, like if they've got four orders going out, come to me first. I'll tip you. Good.
The other day I ordered Chinese food, and the guy comes to the door. He goes, hey, you live here? I'm like, hi, how are you? Because I was going to the restaurant.
Oh, funny.
I'm like, hey, how you doing? Yeah, I live here. Because I totally say hello to him every time I'm there. And
give
know,
a nice,
really
good
nice.
Tip.
Of course I did.
Yeah.
Someone says, love the convo on tipping. There's a great podcast episode of Freakonomics about why this is an outdated, unfair, and even racist system.
Oh, racist?
Yeah,
why?
That's what they're saying.
I don't get it.
A friend of mine serves at the Amici's by my house. He said, I have a tipping system. And keep in mind, if you feel the service and food didn't meet your expectations, then the tip amount should reflect the experience. I agree.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
If I'm gonna give you less than 20%, though, I might even write you a little note. Like, I have definitely said, we felt ignored.
Mm-hmm.
Here's 10%.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, super bitchy of me, but sometimes you just feel like...
Principle.
Yeah. If you want a tip, you got to work... I mean...
It's just the way it
goes. You got to work for it.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to say it like that, but that's, you know... If someone's like a... I don't want you to sit down at the table with me. Because I've had that happen, too. Like,
someone sat down with
there's
you?
There's this waiter, and he, like, bounced around a few Mill Valley restaurants, and he was just overly...
Friendly.
And I just was like, seriously? Like, it's me and my husband, and you're going to sit down with us? Like, and not just, like, sit down and take your order and be cute, but, like, sit down and start wanting to talk. I'm, like, thinking to myself, A, you must have other tables. Like, I'm sure those people are annoyed right now. And B, I don't even know you. Like, I know your face. You've waited on me before. But, like, no. I can see why you bounce around. So many restaurants. Anyway, we did have a big conversation about tipping. So,
yeah.
Nice to see that people are texting in about it. We're going to start the 7 o'clock Celebrity Trash with the Billboard Hot 100. It's 100 songs that all sound the same, with a couple exceptions in there.
Are we talking some rapper?
Yeah, I hate to say it, but it's to me, it's a rare rap song that rises above where I'm like, wow, I really like that. Because the rest of them, I'm like, oh, it's the same song as the one we just played. What's that called? It's like mumble rap or something.
It's a formula, though.
What?
Yeah,
what's
so
the
break out of the...
To sell records, of course.
Yeah, I guess.
Or sell streams, I guess.
Oh. Yeah, these days it's all about the streams.
Yeah.
We'll start with number 100. It's Diplo, French Montana, and Lil Pump featuring Xavier Ward. Welcome to the party. You know, I gotta say, sounds slightly different than all the other songs.
Does it?
No. Nope.
I was thinking, oh.
I'm just kidding.
I was thinking, ba 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 ba.
Welcome to the party. Okay, we'll skip up to number 10. This is Bebe Rexha and Florida Georgia Line, Meant to Be. It'll be,
At number two is Post Malone.
I have a question regarding for Brynn, if Brynn knows. Do you think Cardi B writes her own stuff?
I don't know that, but I can look. It seems like she does. I mean,
I don't know why I think that, but every time I hear her, I always wonder. Because I actually think she's very talented. Or whatever.
I think they all write their own raps. Vaughn does not.
She does not.
Oh, Vaughn is saying she does not write her own raps.
She's on the cover.
She's on the cover of Rolling Stone.
Yeah.
She's heavily pregnant. She's got this weird like cape thing on that's sort of blocking her boobs, and then she's got her leg out. So, but she's got a peacock tattooed from right under her boobs down across her hip and down her leg.
It's huge.
And then is it Offset is the father?
Is he kissing the?
He's kissing the belly.
Yeah.
But it's a crazy picture.
Yeah.
Worth a second.
I've been seeing a lot of ladies, sort of in the urban world, with tattoos. What is that? Your thigh?
It's like, yeah, but it's from it's your far hip beyond to your far beyond yeah, that. It's, and then it, some.
It's pretty, the colors are pretty.
Oh yeah. Well, listen, peacocks are gorgeous. No one's going to argue about that. Anyway, Cardi B is, there at number three. Number two is Psycho, Post Malone featuring Ty Dolla $ign. And last week's number two is this week's number one, Drake, Nice for What?
I love this song.
You did?
Why? Oh, why do you so love this?
I'm
why?
With you, Human.
What is it about this song that has...
Turn it up
so
they understand.
I didn't.
Do you get it?
No.
What don't you get about it?
I don't get anything about it. All of it.
Why do you like it?
It's got a great beat and it's like, you know... fast and fun to listen to and puts a big smile on my face.
What's he talking about?
Yeah, what's he talking about?
Talking about a lot of things.
Like what?
You don't even know.
One of the things he's talking about.
He just loves Drake.
We've had this discussion before, though.
We have, the same thing.
Basically, nice for what? What are you being nice for to these people who are dissing you? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it seems like he's talking to a girl, but he could be talking to anybody, and his message
it's really
is
deep.
Yeah, it's super deep. I don't know if you guys can. You know.
I guess we're just not. We're just not deep enough.
I definitely am not. We
don't understand Drake.
Yeah.
Thank
surface.
You. It's really telling us what the world is today. Thanks, The Rock. Leanne Rimes has a new EP out today. Randomly, it's called Reimagine. It's basically her best known songs with unique spins on them. Like when she was, I think she was 10 years old when she sang Blue at the Grand Ole Opry.
Love that song.
She is a great song. Like she's annoying and like on her personal life is a mess. But
what a voice.
She really can sing. So there's a bunch of, you know, her, if you know it, I don't really know many of her songs, but they're all reimagined on here. But I did see this. There's a track on there called Borrowed and... It's a duet this time with Stevie Nicks. And the story behind it's kind of neat. Like, I guess that Stevie Nicks in 2013 heard Leanne sing it on The Tonight Show.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, I stopped in my tracks. I sat down on the floor and I started to cry. I assume that's what Stevie Nicks' voice sounds like, speaking voice. I understood what she was singing about. I understood that the pain was real and I understood that it had happened to me. When the song ended, I called my assistant to tell her, one day, I will sing this song with Leanne. It was our destiny. And I guess somehow I got back to Leanne, and she was like, okay. Low-key, Stevie, come on over, and we'll sing it together. I assume she has a country voice.
You do.
Yeah. So this is Stevie Nicks and Leanne Rimes on a track called Borrowed. All right.
How is that?
It's fine.
It's fine.
You want to cleanse the palate with a little Drake?
No.
I
was trying to cleanse the palate with that one.
All right. 707. Oh, no.
I'll turn that up.
Oh, my God. Don't turn it up. 707 says what?
First, there was a Leanne cut. It's a lot of text today. Leanne Rimes is playing the Alameda County Fair on July 5th. Totally going to be there.
Oh.
Someone
she is a great
says,
singer.
The word you're looking for about all the music rappers sounding alike is called trap music.
Yeah.
And they're trapped in this one sound.
They're saying, and Drake's music's not that bad. You should give it a chance.
Cleanse Sarah's comment with a little
God's
Drake.
Plan. Hey, Bo. I got another new song for you here. Florence and the Machine have a new song called Big God. It's about getting ghosted, I guess.
What's it called again?
It's called Big God.
Big God. Okay. Yeah.
It's on their upcoming album, Highest Hope, which is going to be out on June 29th. And
they're headlining Outside Lands, right?
Yeah.
Have you
like
seen them before?
I think they're the second.
They're
second
good.
Night
they're really
first
good.
Night.
Second night.
Yeah, she's actually Saturday? Amazing. Like, she's, yeah. You know, I actually don't love a lot of, there's a few songs I really like by them, but you see her perform and she's just, she's amazing. Like, like a big performer. Anyway, so this is a new ballad called Big God. And I guess it's, I think it's the third single from this album that's going to come out on June 29th. Oh. She said, I guess they were interviewing her about this song. She said, Big God's about obviously an unfillable hole in the soul, but mainly about someone not replying to my text.
Yeah. Let's break it down.
Should we cleanse the palate?
No. We shouldn't. Oh, my God. I feel trapped by this music. Akon. It's an R&B guy.
Oh, we haven't heard from him in a long time.
He's got a whole thing going on. You're not going to believe this story. This is kind of crazy. Huh. Anyway, Akon, he's jumping in the cryptocurrency game with his own A-Coin.
Oh.
He is Senegal born. Didn't Senegal just beat?
Yeah, they did. It's so great when the African countries play because after they score, often they'll have like a choreographed dance.
Oh.
It's so, like, when Nigeria scores, it's the best. The whole stadium starts dancing with them.
Oh.
So, yeah, Senegal won.
Well, congratulations to them. So he's got a project called Lighting Africa. It brings solar power to Africa.
Oh.
And he is launching a cryptocurrency called A-Coin. It's going to be available for sale in 2 weeks, and he's actually hoping that it's going to support this city he's building. I guess Senegal gave him 2,000 acres, and he's like, I'm making this a city. And gave it to him. Just, let me see. Just given by the president of Senegal. It's going to be the first of its kind, 100% crypto-based city with a coin at the center of all transactional life. So in order to live in this city, if you work in the city, you're going to get paid in A-Coin. If you live there, you have to pay your rent with A-Coin. It's a concept that he's doing, and he's hoping that people are going to buy into this because then he continues to be able to provide solar power to Africa.
Yeah.
And he was asked some technical questions about it, and he said, I come with the concepts and let the geeks figure it out. But his concept is that he's going to have his own city, and it's going to be all with his cryptocurrency, A-Coin. At least he has a plan with it. I guess apparently there are a million different, because Bitcoin is the big one.
Yes.
And probably there are other ones. I'm sure Silicon Valley's yelling at me, really, don't you know about this or that? Well, no, I don't. Bitcoin's the one I know about, and even that I'm confused by.
Totally confused by it.
Right.
Bitcoin, I think, is like at $6,000 a share, but at one point was $19,000.
Yeah. Well, those Winklevoss twins should have sold when it was worth, when their $11 million investment was worth $1 billion. That's when you sell. When you hit the B, that's when you sell. Anyway, it's super confusing, but I feel like this A-Coin, there's actually a reason to buy it. Like, oh, it's helping people, and I get this coin currency. So I guess that might be an argument for it.
Someone's going to get paid.
Someone is. Anyway, it's neat, though. I was like, oh, A-Coin coming out of the woodwork to introduce A-Coin and his own city. Okay.
A little Kanye-esque.
A little bit. All right, what's coming up in the news, you two?
How many days are in the year?
Okay.
65.
Also.
Wait, I'm not
she's not done with her tease. Oh, she's giving him the eye. You just effed with the wrong Mexican.
I'm going to tell you how many days of the year that people think about vacation. Now, Hooman, it's you.
Okay, Hooman.
And racism in San Francisco.
Oh.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.